Hello, and welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show, a podcast to help you unlock tremendous growth for your app. My name is Shamant Rao. I'm the CEO of the boutique growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ and host of the podcast Mobile User Acquisition Show. In each episode, we feature experts in the field of mobile growth and discuss strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing. By the end of each episode, you will have gained actionable and tactical insights that will help you make more informed decisions in your own work around growth. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is produced by Merrill Vincent, Content Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ. We've talked about marketing mix models and how they can help inform incremental impact of your user acquisition channels, especially in the absence of deterministic data post iOS 14. We've also talked about some of the challenges in making these marketing mix models. The big one among them is that they can be effort intensive and resource intensive, and oftentimes they can require third-party tools. So we've been exploring and thinking about this for a while now, and we have realized this does not have to be a limitation. We found out that we could very much build a basic econometric model for marketing mix modeling using Google spreadsheets with surprisingly high R-squared or predictive power. We were also able to use Facebook's open source framework, Robin, to get results surprisingly easily. Today, we're going to talk about the spreadsheet-based approach, how we did it, and what our results were. Because a spreadsheet cannot be depicted over audio yet. We have a presentation with an actual walkthrough of a spreadsheet with actual data. This is presented by the Senior Mobile Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ, Virendra Shekhawat. You can check that out on YouTube via the link in the show notes below. While you can see the actual walkthrough on YouTube, I'm going to describe the overall approach in this episode, so you can get a conceptual understanding of how we've approached this. Let's jump in. A problem statement, if you will, is to identify how much each of our inputs or marketing channels contributes to the output, which could be purchases, trials, or transactions. Historically, in the presence of an IDFA, you could tell exactly which users came from which source and how many users were contributed by each source. Obviously, that had its own limitations because last click measurement was imperfect too. But anyway, what our spreadsheet model is going to do is basically look at historical trends of inputs and outputs. Inputs are spends, outputs are purchases from different channels, right? And our model is going to provide an estimate of which channels were the most valuable and which were the least valuable and quantify this, so we can invest accordingly in each channel in the future. What Facebook's Robin can also do in addition to this is to tell you what your ideal mix of spends should be, and we will certainly cover that in a subsequent video. For now, let's focus on our spreadsheet model, which assumes that the outputs and inputs have a linear relationship. In other words, the outputs, which could be purchases, transactions, trials, are equal to the sum of the product of a constant and spend on each channel. First, we just add all our inputs and outputs in a spreadsheet, ideally by week. So we have spends by week for every channel and revenue or transactions by week in your spreadsheet, right? We then use the linest function in Excel to calculate the equation of a straight line that best fits our data. Again, you could argue that, hey, there's no reason why the equation should be linear. And I agree, but this is a useful model. As I think somebody has pointed out, all models are inaccurate. Some models are useful. So this is a useful starting point until you get into Robin and something more complex. So you use the linest function in Excel to calculate the equation of a straight line. You can see the detailed walkthrough of exactly how we do it in the YouTube video, but you should get an equation of this form, right? Purchases equals constant one multiplied by spend on channel one, constant two multiplied by spend on channel two, plus constant three multiplied by spend on channel three, so on and so forth, plus a baseline. The baseline represents the organic contribution or the amount of purchases that you will get if you had no spend whatsoever. Now that you know the equation above, you can calculate the historical contribution of each channel by multiplying each constant with the historical spend for that week. So constant one multiplied by spend on channel one divided by the purchases during that week should give you what percentage of purchases channel one contributed. So this is all good, but exactly how accurate is our methodology? How do we know if this is even reliable? Well, we can find out, right? We can have the model tell us exactly how reliable it is because we actually have historical data to compare the model to. So there's two ways to assess the reliability of our model. Number one is obviously, like I said, you compare your predicted versus your actual for all historical time periods. How close are the expected outcomes or predicted outcomes to your actual outcomes? If they're very close, you should have strong predictive power. Two, look at the R-squared or the coefficient of determination. How high is it? If it's close to one, then you know it's very, very strongly predictive. Again, some of the models we've built out have shown fairly strong predictive strength. But again, because this is a spreadsheet-based model, because this assumes a linear relationship, you should test this for yourself because each product is different, each product's economics are different, and certainly you can and should look at Robin if you feel this isn't quite the best model for you. And again, once you've built your model, once you've built it, once you've ascertained its predictive power, what else could you do? You could play around with different scenarios. What happens to the total number of purchases if you double your spend on channel one or triple your spend on channel three? You basically simulate different scenarios. You see which of these gets you the best, strongest CPAs. Again, this is meant to be a starting point, but it's still way better than using scan, way better than just flying blind. And definitely, please check out the detailed walkthrough on YouTube. That will give you a much, much clearer idea of how we do this modeling. And let us know if you have feedback or questions. Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share.